This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A little later this morning, we'll get new data for durable goods orders. Those are orders for big ticket items like computers. It's often looked at as a sign of how much businesses are spending. And it may be a good indicator of what we can expect in coming months. From St. Louis Public Radio, Adam Allington reports.
The durable goods orders contain a whole lot of data about the overall direction of the economy. Steve Fazzari is an economist at Washington University.
So durable goods are anything that is designed to last more than 3 years. There's things like cutlery, like spoons and forks and knives, and there's airplanes and ships. It's just stuff that's designed to last.
Fazzari says durable goods are kind of like the canary in the economic coal mine in the sense that it tracks quite closely with consumer confidence. He shows me a chart tracking durable goods orders over the last few years.
Here you can see how really early 2010 there was a big recovery in durable goods. Now when we're into 2012, you know, we get these little wiggles from month to month.
Those wiggles, says Fazzari, could indicate an economy that's slowing back down.
You're not going to be out buying these things unless you're feeling a little more optimistic about the future, or if you have to put something off, you might put off durable goods.
But durable goods statistics aren't sales of cars down at your local car lot or that refrigerator that you bought at Home Depot. Rather, it's the orders, shipments, and inventories manufacturers carry from month to month, the first link in a supply chain to consumers.
They started to kind of pull back because there were years when they just overproduced. Their expectations were a little bit off.
Mike Mosbleck is the manager at Maplewood Bicycle. Ever since the recession hit, Mosbleck says it's been harder for his suppliers to fill orders late in the year.
In the last, say, 5 years, a lot of the manufacturers don't want to have a bunch of stuff in the warehouse just gathering dust. No one wants to be caught holding the bag.
In order for the U.S. to put the recession permanently in the rearview mirror, Americans will need to buy a whole lot of those bicycles and also airplanes, medical supplies, and lawnmowers. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.